Good evening, everybody. It's 7 o'clock. It's April 1st, and time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors. If I get you all stand up and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Roll call to take it, let the record show, all members are present, please direct your raise your hand.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. Obviously, we have a lot of faces in the audience today. I suspect that the majority are here probably because of the pool, and so I'll just make a little preemptive speech here just to kind of address a couple of issues and tell you what we know, and then we'll open up to public comments, and you'll have the opportunity to say whatever you want to say for the next 3 minutes. You know, unfortunately, at this point, we don't know a lot. We know the pool has an issue, and the correct parties that are involved are involved. There's a meeting set up next week, and hopefully we'll have more information then. But beyond that, I don't have a lot to share with you. We're still in the exploratory stage, trying to figure out exactly what the issue is, and I will tell you from the staff and from the board standpoint, the pool is a number one priority for us. We absolutely want it fixed. It's important for our summer activities. So hopefully that alleviates a little bit of concerns. But with that, I'll open up to public comments. Please keep in mind that we will not be responding. That's per the Brown Act. But we are listening, and we'll take your comments and go with those. Let's start with the online. Do we have anyone online that wants to? How about in the audience? Do we have any public comments in the audience? Please come up to the podium here and introduce yourself.
Sure. We have comment cards that have been given, so if you want to go with the comment cards first, and then any folks that did not give a comment card.
Okay, that's fine. So how?
Right. Sue Trampley, that's me.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Are you standing? Well, you're correct. We are here, the majority of us. I'm here representing mostly the water rodents people, but it is about the pool. And last year, the pool was closed several times for faulty equipment, and it was closed early, and the system was broken. Now we're coming to this season, and it's still closed, and your words temporarily due to safety concerns. So we have a few questions. One being, what is the cause of these, which I think you said you're trying to find out? What action is being done to correct the problem? What is the projected date do we think the pool is going to open? And what alternatives do you have? Are you contracting with another pool in the area that maybe we can use for recreation? Curious if your family uses the pool. Is it a priority? We said it was, so I'll take you at that. But I also want to know if you had this pool in your backyard and it wasn't working, would you just sit down and be complacent that it's not working? So I would like you to be transparent. Why is the community about the issues that surround the pool and why it's closed? The message on canceling all swim lessons and refunding the money that I just saw Discovery Bay residents tells me that it's not going to be open this summer. And the pool to us is more than just a pool. It's a community feature. It fosters friendships, recreation, wellness. It employs lifeguards. It's good for the young kids that are here during summer vacation. We have instructors. It's used by people of all ages. Just more than just. Thank you.
Thank you.
Laura Joy.
And
Chuck Palmer.
Justice Whitaker. Good morning, everybody. Thank you to the board for allowing me to speak this evening. My name is Chuck Palmer. I'm a resident of 5490 Beaver Lane here in our community, Discovery Bay. I have a couple of comments to make this evening. First and foremost, I want to address and thank the board and the community itself for finally addressing the issues at Cornell Park over the landscape. Just poorness and everything's going on right now. It looks fabulous. You can actually see, you don't have to hide in the bushes and things like that. It's become much safer for our children in our community. And more importantly, it looks a lot better. So thank you. community surrounded by water, we unfortunately experience drownings annually that many times result in a death that can be prevented by the simple skill of learning to swim. Learning to swim is essential for our youngest members of our community. My granddaughter, who recently just turned 5 years old, has attended swim lessons at our community pool over the past few years. An essential life-saving skill, as in the past, my granddaughter was signed up into this year's upcoming program on March 6th at a cost of $600 for 12 sessions. Only to find out, be notified yesterday that the lessons were canceled. This prompted me to research the issue surrounding the cancellation of the lessons in the pool issue itself. I found the pool was last utilized according to the town's calendar on October 5th, 2025, and it remained closed since that day. Since that time, over the past 6 months, you have not been able to resolve the associated issue, and he claims it was a warranty issue. This is unacceptable and more like an excuse. If this is your personal pool, there's no way you would let this issue drag on this point without correction and repair. Last month, on both March 4th and March 18th, you and your staff presented the possibility of charging a fee for lap swim to our members of our community. For a pool you would do well enough was not going to be even using for the season. This again shows a history of not prioritizing the pool repair. Our community offers little to no opportunities for our youngest residents. And now, because of another example of our community leadership kicking the can down the road, those residents and their taxpaying parents are now left scrambling at the last second to find opportunities outside our own community to simply keep them busy and, most importantly, safe around the bodies of water. I hope you take this issue seriously. A 6 month without a resolution is unacceptable. And I want you to think about that. It's unacceptable. We just recently had a drowning over here at our launch ramp. So simply twofold. But number one, most importantly, was the inability to swim. We've taken that away from our most youngest community members. Lastly, I'd like to address, and I've noticed once again the fire department is not here in representation today. I'd like our town community to address that, but I'm glad to say I'm happy to see Contra Costa County Fire District taking over our responsibilities for our community by providing us paramedic services, our first responding ambulances, and our fire apparatus. Most recently, though, I was in attendance and provided medical care to someone that discovered a yacht club that a single episode had a fall was altered. It took over 20 minutes for a fire apparatus and an ambulance to respond. Their inability to coordinate move-ups and coverages for our community is unacceptable. I'd like you to research for the response times. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jack.
There were two more cards that were presented before the meeting. They're just awesome.
Okay. Do we have anyone else in the audience? Please.
Good evening. My name is Michelle Domingue, and I'm the water fitness instructor here at the center. A few years ago, 20-plus women and a few men took a chance and signed up for my class. It didn't take long for each person to start to feel the benefits of the water in both their health and fitness. For some people, it was their first time working out. For others, it was a matter of rehabbing an injury or a chronic condition, and for some, a safe place to do things physically they had only dreamed of. I know that each person can attest to the benefits that this class has given them by the fitness levels that they have been able to achieve and the friendships that they have forged in the process. This class has become a priority in their continued health and fitness journey, and without it, there will be a negative impact on their fitness goals. I hope that you will agree that the pool serves our community and that we all reap the benefits of it. Thank you.
Who else? Well, then I'm going to close public comments, but I will assure you that the board and the town manager and legal counsel have heard you, and we're taking it very seriously, and we'll do our best to expedite the repair as quick as possible. With that said, close public comments and move forward to consent call. Get a motion or a discussion?
Make a motion to accept the consent calendar. I second the motion.
Okay, roll call, please.
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Graves? Vice President Graves?
Looks like he...
I'm sorry. Aye.
President Bucho?
Aye.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. My mute is stuck.
Okay.
I have no problem.
Thank you. Moving forward, then we'll go to area agents report. Do we have anyone from Supervisor Burgess's office? Sheriff's office. Lieutenant White.
Good evening, folks. Thanks again for having me. For the month of March, Discovery Bay had 337 calls for service. Of those calls, 38 reports were drawn and 6 arrests were made. As I said last month, I'm going to give update on the burglary from the town maintenance yard. I can say a suspect has been identified and search warrants are being written, so I might say less than that, but it is not a dead end case, so there's still continued efforts with that. Beside that, that's all I really have. Any questions?
Well, that's awesome. You're able to identify who that suspect was, so
yeah. Yeah, it's a work in progress. It's taking a while, but the deputies are doing it.
Just on a side note, have you seen any activity on the e-bikes as far as, what are your troops reporting, your officers reporting?
Yeah, so we're continuing enforcement. We're still towing e-motorcycles, e-bikes, writing citations, education to the parents. One thing that occurred recently is there was a case in Pleasant Hill where a juvenile was cited multiple times. His parents were spoken to riding an e-motorcycle. He eventually had a collision with a vehicle that he was at fault with. And the DA's office, I think 2 weeks ago, filed charges against the parents for child abuse and child neglect. So we're hoping that by telling folks that in this neighborhood or in this community, it gives teeth to, like, hey, help us out get these e-bikes and e-motorcycles under control. So, but yes, it's a continued effort. Sometimes it feels impossible.
Yeah.
Truly.
Well, a lot of times we kind of measure the activity just based on the chatter on Nextdoor or Facebook, and I haven't seen a lot lately, so I assume maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. I keep in tune with
it. So unfortunately, that's the pulse of our society.
I do have one question.
Yes.
I know you're not part of the Marine Patrol, but if perhaps you have some knowledge of, they ran some special kind of operations last year out here in Discovery Bay. Do you have any knowledge of if they're planning on doing any more of that for boating safety and any type of?
So I believe you're referring to the Delta Blitz.
Yes.
That's what it's called. So I think I explained it last year, but multiple agencies in the Bay Area who have Marine Patrol units get together and they saturate. So they'll saturate Contra Costa County, they'll go to San Joaquin County, and so on and so forth, and that is a yearly occurrence. So
it's be planned again this year.
It is. I can't give you a date, but I can give you a date next month.
Okay.
If it's planned already. I'm
okay.
Not sure if it is.
Sounds great.
But on Marine Patrol, too, their hours will be changing. Obviously, we're going into the summer months and activities and pick up on the water, so I don't know when their shift starts adjusting, but they will change. And I think they go to like 10 o'clock at night during the summer.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't see anyone from Highway Patrol, and I don't see Contra Costa Fire District, so we'll move forward to G1. Discussion and possible action on the non-responsive bid. Stephen.
Yes. Good evening, board members. This is a fairly procedural item, but I'm going to read the verbiage of the staff report for context. So on February 6th, 2026, the Town of Discovery Bay issued a RFP, or request for proposal, for the procurement and installation of audiovisual or AV systems for the new board chambers at the town's new administration building. To support the development of a comprehensive and technically sound solicitation, town staff retained the Shalit Collaborative as our AV design consultant, and this consultant assisted us in identifying the appropriate equipment, specifications, to ensure system functionality and establish industry standard contractor licensing and personnel certification requirements for the successful completion of the project. At the close of our solicitation period, which was on February 27th, 2026, the town received three proposals, and staff, in coordination with our legal counsel, conducted a thorough review of all those submissions. And upon our evaluation, it was determined that none of the proposals adequately demonstrated that the proposing firms possessed the required licenses and certifications as outlined in the RFP documents. As a result, all three proposals are considered non-responsive, and staff is recommending that the Board of Directors formally reject the submitted bids as non-responsive due to failure to meet the minimum qualifications and authorize staff to reissue the RFP. This item went before the town's Community Center District Office Planning Ad Hoc Committee for review on March 18th, 2026. That's all I have. Any questions?
I can say on the Ad Hoc Committee, we did look at them and understand why it was rejected. And agreed with doing that, just because it felt like it would be, maybe give us a little bit more opportunity to have some more bids come in, and see potentially what that looked like.
So you did your job and analyzed it.
We analyzed it. Yes, we did.
It's refreshing to see sometimes when you're not asking for money here.
Well, I mean, I think like when it comes to bids, I think Assistant General Manager Steven made up a good point. Like, we could reject all of them and go back out to bid, or we could reject all of them and have them come back or have them fix it. But ultimately, if we reject all of them, then we're starting from a fresh ground. And if they choose to reapply, they can reapply. Did I get that wrong? Right. Kind of close. Yeah.
Yeah, so the three bidders will be informed why they were deemed non-responsive, and then those same bidders could, assuming they possess the necessary qualifications, if they just fail to complete them, they could do that. If they realize they don't meet the qualifications, they can apply again. But they'll be informed as to why they were deemed non-responsive.
Does this require board action?
It does, sir.
Yes.
Well, with that, before we make a decision, we'll open up to public comments. Does anyone have a comment regarding this particular action? Hearing no public comments, I'll bring back the board for motion.
I make a motion to approve staff's recommendation to reject all non-responsive bids.
A second.
Roll call, please.
Director Belcher?
Aye.
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President Buteau?
Aye. All right, motion carries. Moving forward, do we have a manager's report?
This evening?
Do we have a general manager's report? All right, then we have director's reports.
Internal ops was canceled.
Was the finance committee, did they meet?
We did meet, and so in our meeting today, we talked about the new utility billing Tyler update. So we are going to a new billing system that's going to hopefully help us make us more efficient. It's called Tyler. I know that there's been some concerns, and Margaret addressed those concerns about whether or not our current numbers, like account numbers, are going to transition, if there's going to be any concerns about those going over easily. So everybody's accounts, even though their account numbers are different, they will all be combined together, and there shouldn't be any lapse in how things are going. We're also double checking that with Ion Water, and I think there was one other one that I'm missing, correct?
Express Pay.
So, you know, we want to make this transition a smooth one, and I think ultimately it will be a lot better for us keeping track of stuff, but also for you receiving bills and what that looks like. So we also did our bi-monthly finance committee presentation, which Margaret shows. She does a very nice job of kind of going through our expenses versus our revenue for each of our different, you know, water, wastewater, recreations, zone 8, zone 9. And some of those were right on track. Some of those, the county is giving us money, and So we've done the work and we're waiting for some of that county money. So if you're looking at that packet from the finance committee meeting, when you see those differences, know that some of that is us waiting for money from the county. And we talked about your favorite thing. Discuss and resolution recommendation to adopt resolution number 2026-03 for the zone 9 assessment report. So that will be coming sometime in May.
Great. Mm-hmm. And then water, wastewater, you guys?
Yeah, that was today, and Vice President Graves was not in attendance, but he was on the phone, and we just had a review of a number of projects and went over the well status.
Okay, great. Do we have a legal report?
None tonight, sir.
Any future agenda items from anyone?
Our meeting and training reports.
I'm just acknowledging those.
Do
you have something you want to report on those?
Yes. On the Con Fire report, there actually wasn't a lot to talk about. Chief Bouchard retired after 30 years. He did a fabulous job, very approachable, was a big help to Discovery Bay, and they are now recruiting for a replacement. And with that, something not on the agenda, but a little bit of good news that we have is I followed up with Warren, and please tell me if I'm getting his last name wrong, Warren Liu, who is the head of the Public Works Division for Contra Costa County, on a conversation that we had had a month or two ago about the pavement situation on Discovery Bay Boulevard. And they did respond, and I'm gonna read this because it gets into a lot more than what I know about as far as repaving. The crew has been pothole patching the last few months through the winter and have scheduled a more robust repair, a rotomill grinding the top asphalt layer and placing new pavement. On Discovery Bay Boulevard from Clipper to Highway 4, the work is planned to start Tuesday, April 14th through Thursday, April 16th, and on Monday, April 20th. So there is a lot more to do, but this is a great start because that part of the road has been so bad for so long. So ending on a good note there.
Well, that's good news. Closed session has been canceled. So with that being said, 7:22, meeting adjourned.